Hi, this is Peggy Richardson from The Book Broads, thebookbroads.com, and I'm here today with Kim Plumley. We're on Vancouver Island in Nanaimo with a bunch of friends here at the Oliver Woods Community Center, and we're just talking about audio recording. And I wanted to just ask Kim Plumley a couple questions about our experiences when we were recording the B4 plan, because we faced some technical obstacles.
For sure.
Angela living on the mainland, of course, was a biggie. And the two of us being on the island, we did try some virtual recording, but it didn't work out too well. But
no, because we lost some things in the technology and things like that. It was very tricky to do that. And we also tried various mics. That was always
fun. Yes, we did.
How many visits did we make?
About
to
five
Best
or
Buy?
Six different microphones, different splitters and everything else.
We tried it all.
Yeah, we tried the snowball
that
mic.
Sucked, yeah.
Yeah, that sucked. Too bad, too, because that microphone
would have worked, and it looked really cute.
It looked really cute, but the recording quality was the pit.
So it's really not about aesthetics, it's about quality,
no,
right?
No, it's about the quality of sound. Okay. And I think in the end we found that the headset setup was really the cleanest quality of sound. We did the, I have the Plantronics headsets, Angela has the Sennheiser headsets, and we plugged them all into one big splitter and uploaded the whole thing.
But as you say, it's about making sure that we actually know our levels, who has a bigger voice, who has a softer voice, and being able to work around that is very, very key.
Absolutely.
And understanding that we also change, our voices change all the time. So, you know, we may have been partying the night before, so we have to be really cognizant of that.
That never happened.
I know. but, you know, just being really aware of how we are with things and how we actually connect with each other. The other trick is that when you're also talking on for a long time, you tend to drink. And you end up hitting
tea.
Your...
She means tea.
Tea. Yeah, well, maybe. But you end up hitting your microphone. So that's the other thing. And if you're moving around, you have to be really careful about how you hit your mic, because that really does affect
Or
things.
Clothing, brushing it. At one
For
point,
sure.
We actually had to stop recording because Angela's collar was
that's
hitting
right,
it.
Yeah. So it's just about being... And we all, because we're the three of us, we always see, okay, hang on, that's... Your mic has dropped, so you have to lift that up. And we actually have to stop the recording, move this up, because I find this quite loose, this mic.
Yeah.
And it drops down quite a bit.
Yeah,
so
it falls down
to
your collar.
Littler width. So.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. What was your biggest obstacle in the whole recording process of the B4 plan? Because it took us quite a bit of time to record it. It's about 7 hours of content in the end.
I think it was just trying to figure out the outline of it. Actually, what was really interesting is this was going to be a book. That was the main thing. And we realized getting all of us to work together in our busy lives, there's no way. But to actually sit down and talk about it was way more fun. And it, you know what? Podcasting should be fun. It should be about your passion, your interest, you're moving forward. And that's the key to it all, I think.
Yep.
I think when we talk to the 5-Minute Gourmet, it's his passion, it's his interest, it's what he wants to get out there. And that's what we have to share and get people enthused about. So
it was recorded over how many days? About 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, in a snowstorm.
That's right. During a power outage, even.
Exactly.
That's right. I forgot about
we've
that.
We've done it all. So we could talk about group blogging and group podcasting and all the intricacies of that. It makes it really tricky. So, but it's fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Kim, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have done this project with you, frankly, because
you too, doll.
You make me look a lot smarter than I really am.
Yeah, I always have the best shoes and stuff, too.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Peggy signing off from thebookbroads.com, and we hope you'll check out the B4 plan, which will be available by the end of March.
Yay!
At the B4 plan. Sorry, just B4plan.com. Thanks,
Bye,
Kim.
All. See ya.